Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
What will happen when you die? I mean, how will you look like? For many, many people, the answer is very close to Casper the Friendly Ghost. Now, I know I'm giving a very dated example. That is a comic that appeared in 1945 and became a very big hit when I was a kid growing up in the 70s watching his cartoon. My friend, think about it. For many of us, heaven is a place for souls. We will be translucent, transparent souls, ghosts, wearing shimmering nightgowns, flowing in the wind, floating in fluffy clouds, spa music as the background. That's what we think we will be. We will be in heaven and we will have no bodies and so on. My friend, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible talks about the resurrection of the body in the same way that Jesus rose from the dead with a glorified body. That will also be the case for us. In fact, in our gospel for the day, Jesus ate food to tell everybody, I've got a body. Now, for a lot of people in the first century, that was appalling, especially the Greeks, who looked down at the body as bad and sinful and wicked and evil, and the soul and the spirit as one that is lofty and beautiful and heavenly, and that's the only thing. But our faith says, no, there is nothing wrong with the body. We just need to upgrade it. The body and the soul are one. That's who you are. You see, when the Bible speaks this way, it addresses the bad attitude that comes from thinking only of souls. Number one, there are people who say, hey, this body's just a shell. I don't need to take care of it. This is just, you know, I'm going to die. I'm going to go to heaven. Why exercise? Why diet? Why nourish it and nurture it? And no, I know of a lot of religious people. They lack sleep. They don't exercise. They eat the wrong crappy food because, well, this is just a shell. But your body is not a shell. According to St. Paul, your body is a seed for the glorified form that is to come. Number two, people who think that, well, you know, I'll just be a soul in heaven and all this material world and everything else will all disappear. They say, why help the poor? It's just temporary for them. There's no use in lifting people up from poverty. Let's work on the salvation of the soul. I remember I posted in my social media an invitation to, you know, tell people, join me in my stock market seminar. I taught my helpers at home to invest in the stock market, and they're millionaires now. I received one comment from a woman, and she said, Brother Bo, why? Why do this? Why waste your time doing that? You should be focused, working on the salvation of their eternal souls. My friend, this is what happens if you have a soul-only focus, when in fact, right now, you can actually say, hey, I can do something for this person, body and soul, this child of God who is suffering in front of me. Number three, last thing. Why excel in earthly matters if, hey, we're all going to heaven anyway? Why excel in my job? Why excel in this or that? My friend, we should, because our goal is not just to escape to heaven. That's incomplete. Our goal, and this is what we get from the prayer of the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come. We don't escape to heaven. We let the kingdom of heaven come. We don't go to heaven. What we want to do is, through our life on earth, we bring heaven down to earth by living a life of love and service in this world. through our families and our jobs and our careers and our health and our finances, we bring heaven on earth and give people a glimpse of God's love. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, thank you. You are calling me to build with you and for you your kingdom in this world. And so I participate in that, and I thank you that through all that I do with my family and my job and taking care of my body, you are there. And I pray that I will serve you, and I pray that I will serve your people in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Do you need someone to talk to? Do you want someone to pray with? My friend, we are here for you. Go to LOJ Pastoral Care in Facebook and message them through Messenger. Please know, you are not alone.